Hi there, bem-vindo a mais um Fast Mover Audio Experience, o seu podcast para aprender inglês. E esse é mais um episódio 100% em inglês. Eu tive a oportunidade de conversar com o professor Tony enquanto eu fazia um intercâmbio em Londres esse ano. O professor Tony é britânico e ele nos contou um pouquinho sobre a origem do inglês, como surgiu esse idioma e também as influências, né, de outras culturas. Então, além de aprender essas curiosidades, você também pode treinar o seu listening. Lembrando que a pré-matrícula para a próxima turma do meu curso completo de inglês 100% online vai abrir agora, dia 5 de agosto. Então, deixa o seu e-mail lá na lista de espera no inamara.com/curso-online para garantir a sua vaga. Então, bora praticar o listening nesse episódio 100% em inglês. Stay tuned and listen up.
What do you want me to do? How do you want me to start?
I will start.
Okay, you start. you start.
Just check if everything is good.
Okay, you start. Right.
My hair is okay. Fine. Hi there, welcome to this video. If this is your first time on my channel, I'm Ina Marahuda. I'm an English teacher and at the moment I am in London. I came to study English here with IC Group Education. We brought a group of students to study here and I have been having the chance to learn with the best. Today I have a very special guest here, which is Tony. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Ina Mara. And I'm going to talk about the origin of English.
That would be lovely to learn from you.
Some examples of words.
Yes.
Okay, so just a short history. So we're going to go back 1500 years.
Right.
To the beginnings of English.
Right.
And we have Britain. And then what happened was people from North Europe came to live in Britain,
right,
and they brought their languages, and their languages, like we call it, Germanic.
Okay.
Different types of languages, but Germanic languages, like modern German, for example, is a Germanic language, mm-hmm, because the base words are Germanic. English is a Germanic language. And so they brought a lot of words, and a lot of those words we have the same today.
Yes.
So a lot of words in English are the same in German and another Germanic language. For example, if we just take a simple example of parts of the body.
Right.
So if we take the word arm or hand or finger.
Yes.
All of those words are the same in German.
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
Right. Good to know.
Yeah. And the next part, we go forward about 500 years.
Yes.
And then people from what is now France, mm-hmm, came to live here, and they brought French language, and the French language is a Latin language, not a Germanic language.
Yeah, different root, right?
Yeah, different root. And so they brought a lot of different words,
mm-hmm,
but these words didn't all replace the existing words.
Right.
They were in addition to them, so it makes the vocabulary bigger. So for example, what we had at that time, we had the Germanic words we just talked about.
Yes.
And also the French words, and also the Latin words.
Big mix, this language.
Yeah, exactly. For example, we take one Germanic word, which is from the Germanic word king.
King.
Adjective would be kingly.
Kingly, right.
The French word would be royal.
Right.
And the Latin word would be regal.
Regal. That's how to pronounce it, regal.
Regal, yeah. All the words are similar meaning, not exactly the same, but just the word, the vocabulary expanded.
Okay.
Another example would be, we got Germanic word ask.
Ask.
From French, question.
Right.
And from Latin, interrogate.
Perfect, interrogate. So see, they all go more or less the same meaning, but different words, right?
Yeah. Very similar, but different root, slightly different meaning.
Perfect.
And then another feature of modern English is phrasal verbs.
Yes.
And
the students love them.
Yeah. Now, phrasal verbs are a Germanic thing.
Yes.
So in English we have phrasal verbs because we're Germanic language, but we also have, as I said, the Latin influence, mm-hmm. which are like one word verbs.
Right.
So we got both of them in the same way. So two examples. From Germanic we got put off.
Put off is a phrasal verb.
Yeah. And then one word would be postpone, Latin root.
Yeah, so same thing, but two different roots, different ways to bring up the message.
And another example would be in similar, call off, Germanic, cancel, Latin.
Cancel, so call off and cancel,
they
are
very
actually
similar.
More or less the same thing, I guess, when you are using them, but different roots. So
not 100%, very similar, not 100% the same, but very similar,
right.
But different roots.
Okay, very good.
And then we, after that, we get words from all the international words from everywhere and in different topics. For example, if we take food and drink, I've got five words which came into English from different languages, international languages. Yes. For example, these words are alcohol, cola, ketchup, marmalade and yogurt.
Right.
And then I can tell you the languages they came from and see if we can match it.
Let's see if we can match
Okay.
So the first one we have cola. No, it was the first
word. The words are alcohol.
Alcohol.
Cola.
Cola.
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Marmalade.
Marmalade.
And yogurt.
And yogurt. Right.
And the five languages they came from: African, Arabic, Turkish, Chinese, and Portuguese.
This will be a complete guess.
Well, that's okay. It's
fine. Well, so let's see. Let's think about marmalade. Marmalade.
Yeah. Where do you think that comes from?
Okay. Let's guess. Africa? No.
That one is from Portuguese.
It could be from any other.
No, I understand.
I'm a Portuguese speaker, so. Oh, gosh. Okay. I think I'm not going to get any of them.
No,
so.
It's okay. Actually, it's quite interesting. Alcohol is from Arabic.
Arabic? I would never guess it.
No,
interesting.
Cola is an African word.
Cola is African, right.
African origin. Yogurt is Turkish.
Yogurt is Turkish.
And ketchup is Chinese.
Ah, no way. Anybody would guess maybe from America or something.
Difficult
like
to
you,
guess.
Right?
Yeah.
But ketchup is Chinese.
Originally Chinese.
Wow.
Word,
so interesting. You see, these are the kind of things that we usually don't think about, right? Where does this word come from?
Yeah.
And I have the feeling that language, well, it's not just a feeling, but maybe a fact, that language is always evolving. So... Mm. For example, we had Shakespearean English, right? Years ago. And nowadays, people don't really say too much like though and thy, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So these kind of words,
it
they
changes.
Are...
Yeah.
It changes, absolutely. Yeah. Even in Portuguese, I can tell many words that they would use a few years ago and now people just don't use it. Even more, nowadays we have internet and people are just replacing words. With letters, for example, I see a lot of people using the letter Y to ask why.
Exactly, yeah.
Just because it's the same sound.
Yeah.
Or even how are you, they would say how and then letter R and letter U. So I think we are almost maybe going to a next step on language, right? Because everything is evolving. Mm-hmm. Well, humanity is evolving, this planet is evolving, language wouldn't be different. And I was in a conference last week in Portugal, and they were talking a lot about this evolution of language, and I found it very interesting because there was a girl there from China, and she even told me about something that I had no idea that existed, because she was talking about Chinglish, which is a new way of...
A mixture of Chinese and English,
Exactly. Yeah. I was amazed by that because I really never thought about it. And as she was telling us, apparently there is a new movement going on in China, mixing Chinese and English. So I found it fascinating. So let's see how it goes now from now on. Who knows what's going to be the next way, you know, of speaking English. So yeah, that was lovely to learn. Thank you so much.
Great.
for bringing this information to us.
Good, yeah, it's interesting. Yeah.
Very good.
Interesting.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this conversation and learned a little bit about how English has been evolving and all those curiosities here with Tony. And if you haven't subscribed to my channel yet, please do it now. Also hit the like button and leave us your comment here. Perhaps you know something else about the subject. We will love to hear your comments on that. Please share with your friends. Maybe there is someone you know that would love this subject. And I see you next video. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Yeah, yeah.
Bye, bye, guys. We'll be right back.